I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad Blanks joins us in a minute. I'm talking about the DA of the day. And I found this couple in Canada. I think they get the runner-up DA of the day award. Then again, what they were doing is pretty slick. Now that I think about it, they're in Canada. They have a lockdown going in many of the big cities. I mean, you can't go out after 8 p.m. except to walk your dog. So what does this couple do? They put a collar around the husband's neck with a leash. And she goes out walking her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend or her husband?
I think it's her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess a boyfriend will put up with that. I'm not sure a husband would.
Yeah. The leash was hooked to her 40-year-old boyfriend as the couple walked around Sherbrooke, which is in Quebec. Mm-hmm. She was, police tried to stop her, write her a ticket. She says, I'm taking my dog for a walk. There he is right there. They didn't go for that.
No.
They didn't go for that. Fines for curfew violations start at $780.
Wow.
If you're a repeat offender, you could be charged upwards of $4,700.
Wow.
So I guess they're pretty serious about the curfew there in Quebec.
Yes.
Pretty crazy. That's my dog. What do you see in there? Yeah, all right, anyway. That's not the DA of the day. I don't want you to get thinking I'm that lame. I got a better story than that. I got a good one coming
up. Okay.
But first, we check in with Mr. Brad Blanks. Good morning, Brad.
Scott, Patty, how you going, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Yes. Nice to have you on the broadcast
today.
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah, it's all happening.
Right about now, the kids are getting ready for school. Is that correct?
Yeah, all's getting ready. Lunch is getting made and all that. They were going well, and Harvey's doing well. We're having a good time out here.
The girls are in classroom out there, right?
That's right. They're in class. They go there. It's amazing. So we've had a good run. Sometimes they'll get, we've had probably two occasions where you'll get a corona lockdown where they'll have to do a week at home, and then they'll clean the classroom and all that, and then they go back to school. So it's, it's different in every part of the tri-state area, isn't it?
Blanks family, one of the families that fled the city, they now reside in the on the East End.
Yeah, we will return to the city. Don't worry. That's the goal.
Is that for sure?
Yes. Yep. We will return.
Because I know there was some discussion about that because the kids are thriving out there, but you feel they can thrive in the city too.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, we want to get back. We want to get back to the action.
You've taken a vote and the kids are all on board?
Well, the kids are fine. It's just mummy. I think mummy likes the suburbs and daddy likes the city.
Shouldn't you have gotten this straightened out years ago?
So what you're going to do is you're going to have a compromise and go to the city.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we know my wife's the boss, so you're going to
work
out.
At my house. We compromise whatever she wants.
Well, she's working pretty much all remotely, right?
That's right. Yeah, fully remote. And she,
but they will want her back, in which case she'll probably then kind of be happy to go back to the city. It'll be easier.
City. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hey, Scott, I wanted to ask you, what's it like in your neck of the woods at the moment with this whole Tiger Woods documentary dropping?
I have not seen. I don't know. I'm just not that interested in it, to be honest with you.
They're upset about it. His people are upset about it.
Oh my God. Wouldn't you be? Yeah, it's...
Yeah, well, because they like documentaries to give you the varnished truth rather than the actual truth. Most, if you're going to do a documentary about yourself, you want it to appear absolutely perfect, and that's not what this is.
Well, in this situation, though, he's been a very private person over the years.
Yeah.
He didn't like anybody peeping in behind
with all 22 women he cheated with.
He didn't want to. Well, I know that, but as far as his private life has gone, he's always been very tight about it, especially when the hoochies came around.
Yeah, right. he'd order a stack of pancakes and get the waitress with it. You know, he was amazing, wasn't he?
He had one over there at the House of Pancakes in Orlando. It's funny because I was in Orlando playing golf right near where he lived, and my friend said, you know, this is the pancake place where his girlfriend worked. I said, really? And the girl came over to the table. I said, were you Tiger's girlfriend? She says, no, she's not working here anymore, but that was his table right over there. She showed me the actual table where he sat every
day. Did you sit down just to give it a feel?
No, I didn't do that. So when is this thing, is this thing already broke? Broken yet? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the show is on Sunday night, part one, and this on HBO, and the next one's on this coming Sunday night, part two. And the first episode's all about Earl Woods and what kind of person he was. I mean, Tiger was brought up from, you know, day one to be this champion golfer, but Earl had a pretty wild lifestyle to go along with it, is what we learned.
Yeah, well, the truth is, Earl also had a little roving eye.
Yeah, he was very...
I don't know if that's brought up in that documentary.
Oh, it's brought,
I would imagine.
So he trained Tiger for that as well as golf, huh?
I don't think he trained Tiger for that.
Well,
I interviewed him twice, and I tell you what, he seemed to be a pretty good father.
No, but you pass those things on. You may not realize you're passing those things on, but you do. That sensibility.
Well, he had an RV that would sit next to a putting green, and Tiger would be practicing his putting as Earl would take his students into the RV and have a few cocktails.
Take his students.
His students.
All right.
Yes. There you go. But it's an incredible documentary anyway. But
I just don't think this could be anywhere near as good as the Michael Jordan documentary.
No. And that's probably because Michael Jordan was on board with that documentary series.
See, that one can be varnished, Patty, like you said.
That's right.
That was well varnished. All right, Brad. Thank you so much for bringing
it
up.
Scott. Thanks,
good
Patty.
Job. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we gather them from all over the USA and around the world. And, of course, most of the time, the DA of the day happens to live in one particular state, and that would be Florida. Wouldn't you know it?
Yep.
This guy is Scott Anthony Massa, 51 years old. He can't be on the show. He's in the hospital right now with serious injuries after trying to set fire to his home on Sunday morning.
Why did he do that?
I guess he wanted to get the insurance or something. He's trying to sell it, and no one would buy it, so he decided to burn it down and probably get the insurance. That's all I can figure out. He broke a window in the house in Tampa around 5:40 a.m. Then he threw a bucket of kerosene into the home and lit it up. But in the process, somehow, the home exploded and set him on fire.
Oh. Isn't that punishment enough? You got to make him the DA of the day.
It must have not been the house that exploded. It might have been the can that he was using.
Oh.
Because the house was not damaged. No one was in the house. Oh, my God.
The house wasn't damaged?
No, he just broke the
window.
Now
that's a bad luck day.
I guess when he was trying to light it up, he lit himself up.
Yeah.
He took off, and police found him. He was at St. Joe's Hospital, showed up with obvious burn injuries. He's still in the burn unit with serious wounds.
Wow.
How about this idiot? Scott Massa, congratulations, buddy, wherever you are, whatever you're doing there in the hospital. You are our official Big Show DA of the day. I'm so proud of you. Great job. Tried to set his house on fire, but set himself on fire instead.
And didn't burn the house.
No. Didn't get, the house is still standing there.
Laughing at him.
Nobody won the Mega Millions last night. That jackpot goes to $750 million for Friday night's drawing. And tonight's Powerball, nothing to sneeze at, $550 million.
I'll take it.
At the Barclays last night, the Nets beat the Nuggets, despite not having Kyrie Irving in there for the fourth straight game. He's just missing on, well, he's not missing. He told them he's leaving, but not, you know, there's no reason. He's got personal, you know, it's just a personal reason. But now they have a video of him at a maskless, a mask-free birthday party he went to.
Brilliant.
Videos popped up online showing him partying, having a great time, which is against the NBA COVID protocols. So if that turns out to be true, he could be forfeiting something like almost $500,000 in salary.
Wow.
So I could have a good time at a birthday party.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kyrie. It's 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, swinging over to Patty right now. She's got the Daily Dirt. Our entertainment update is on the radio.
Well, speaking of mask-free good times, Bruce Willis taking a little heat. He was asked to leave an L.A. drugstore. I don't know how what good times it is at the drugstore, but he was there Monday and refused to wear a mask when they asked him to put one on. Page 6 says people inside the store were upset that he wasn't wearing one, despite the fact that he had a bandana tied around his neck, which he could have easily pulled up to make everybody feel better. They got a pic of him without the mask, but he walked out without buying anything. L.A. County, of course, is raging with COVID right now. In fact, the county, as of yesterday, is asking folks to wear masks inside their own homes to prevent the spread, even among family members.
You see did you see that? I saw an ambulance driver interviewed last night on TV. And they had someone in the ambulance, and they've been to four different hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
And couldn't get this person in any of the hospitals.
No, they're all full. All the ICU units are full out there. They're putting people, as they wait to get a room, they're putting people in places like the cafeteria, the gift shop at the hospitals, just to store them until they can get them into a room.
How about
you
being wheeled into the cafeteria?
Yeah.
People coming in to get a sandwich, and there's someone in their bed.
Yeah, I don't think they're serving food inside those.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Good point, Patty.
Wow, Netflix going nuts with all the money they've made during the pandemic. They say they will release at least 72 movies in 2021. They promise at least one flick a week, and they have huge names attached to this, including Brad Pitt, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Idris Elba, Halle Berry, Viola Davis, and many, many more. A few of the films coming this year include The Woman in the Window. It's Amy Adams starring as an agoraphobe who lives in New York and starts spying on her neighbors only to witness a disturbing act of violence. The flick Blonde is based on a best-selling novel by Joyce Carol Oates. It's a reimagined private story of Marilyn Monroe, played by the very beautiful Ana de Armas. Then there's Don't Look Up, about two astronomers on a media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet that'll destroy the Earth. That cast, which is, by the way, also a comedy about the destruction of the Earth. Yeah, the cast includes Meryl Streep.
Earth blowing up?
Yes. It includes Meryl Streep, Kate Blanchett, Leo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, and Timothée Chalamet. No one believes them. It's Leo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, and they go out on this tour, and no one believes them because they're like nobodies in the astronomy business, and so they're trying to convince them, and everybody's
nobody's
going,
nobody's in the astronomy business.
Yeah.
Get out of here. The Earth isn't going to blow up. This is hilarious.
And there's The Power of the Dog, about two Montana ranch-owning brothers, Benedict Cumberbatch and Jesse Plemons. Also stars Kirsten Dunst, Francis Conroy, and Keith Carradine. No release dates for any of them yet. There's a whole bunch more they're putting out, they talked about, but that's enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.